Isn't it great to be here?
I think of the transfiguration when the disciples said, "'Tis good, Lord, to be here." So what is it that makes for a good day? Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And I love the fact that the first lesson during the season of Easter is not from the Old Testament, but from the book of Acts, because those are the people who lived closest to the resurrection of Christ, and we can see the impact that it had on their lives. So the question is, what impact does the resurrection of Christ have on our lives? You look at these words from Acts under the theme, the good old days. I don't know, what do you think of when you think of the good old days? Certainly depends on your age, but you might think back to stamps that were 3 cents. Well, gas, 30 cents a gallon. Hey, that's what it was when I was in high school. Families that were large and families that always gathered around the dinner table. How about Dick Van Dyke or Lucille Ball? Good old days when your hair wasn't gray and you didn't have all those aches and pains. If there was ever a time where you could use that phrase to describe life in this world, it had to be in those days closest to the resurrection. Last week, you read Acts 2 describing that life. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Wouldn't those be good days if everyone were devoted to the word, to prayer, to fellowship, to the breaking of the bread? Wouldn't those be good days if we really cared for everybody? Wouldn't those be good days if we met together every day to praise God? And wouldn't those be good days if every day God added to his church those who were being saved? Indeed, the good old days. Wouldn't it have been great to live right after the resurrection when that news was the freshest and it changed you and the world? Well, yes, but we tend to idealize the early church. This text, in spite of the resurrection, gives us a picture of the church that shows us those good old days included trouble. Church was growing, but the bad news was there were growing pains. There was grumbling. The Hellenistic or Greek-speaking widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. So what the church did was they appointed 7 deacons, all who were Hellenistic Jews, and asked them to take care of the widows and the distribution of food. The other problem our text addresses is just the appointment of deacons. It's professionalism. It's the pastor job to do ministry. But the text says deacons were appointed so pastors could devote themselves to the word of God and prayer. Wouldn't they be good old days if everybody was using their gifts and abilities to build up the kingdom of God? What I'm calling the good old days today includes persecution and suffering, the death of Stephen and other disciples. So why would I ever call those the good old days? Because of the resurrection of Christ. They were good old days when people cared for widows and widowers, victims of crime, single moms, those looking for work, orphans, the hungry, the homeless, those addicted, those in prison. Those are good days when we care for one another and bear one another's burdens. The good old days were days of caring because of the resurrection of Christ. And they were days of witness. The Greek term translated witness is martyr. And Stephen was the first martyr. And there's no clearer way to witness to our faith than your willingness to die. Emboldened by the resurrection and his confidence in the resurrection, Stephen said, "You stiff-necked, with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. You have betrayed and murdered the Holy One." That's not where Stephen stopped. He proclaimed Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. He proclaimed that Christ came to give them a new lease on life and a new relationship with God. But look at those days after Easter. It didn't matter whether the disciples were in prison or whether they were threatened with death. The resurrection of Christ filled them with boldness, boldness to witness. They were good old days because they were days of caring and days of witness and days of forgiveness. Just like our Lord, as his life was being snuffed out, Stephen prayed, "Do not hold this sin against them." One would never expect to find words of forgiveness at a cross or at a stoning. But no one would ever expect to find a resurrection. That is the power of the resurrection, to bring about peace and reconciliation with God and with people. Picture that. Stephen is bruised and bloodied and beaten as stones hailed down on him. And he prayed for their forgiveness. You know, far too often in our homes and even in our churches, there is bitterness. I submit to you, any day is a good day when forgiveness prevails. No better way to pray than the way he taught us: forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What is it that made those days the good old days? What made them days of caring and days of witness and days of forgiveness? Our epistle lesson made it clear. It was the living stone. It was the resurrected Christ. He is the one who makes us who we are, a chosen race and a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What made those the good old days? The stone the builders rejected became the cornerstone. He defeated sin and lives and reigns to all eternity. Stephen was chosen as deacon because the text says he was full of faith in the Holy Spirit. That's what makes us good old days, when the Holy Spirit brings us to faith and enables us to believe all that Jesus did, he did for us. Stephen had an unwavering confidence in the resurrected Lord. Because the Holy Spirit gave Stephen faith in the unlimited, unending, and unfathomable love of God, Stephen was a different person. You know what all of that means? We have everything it takes to make these the good old days. Because those days weren't based on wisdom, they weren't based on age or financial worth or ability. They were based on Jesus Christ, the living stone. There is no reason why these days can't be the good old days. Days of caring, days of witness, and days of forgiveness. It can happen. because of who we are in Christ. It can happen because, hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends our understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.